Welcome back to the Students Here podcast, the podcast for you, the students, brought to you by Student Life and Learning. On this episode, we are joined by a mature student who joins us today to share their experience. Starting your journey as a mature student can be daunting, but it is also both an exciting and significant step in the right direction. Whether you're starting this journey to pursue a dream, change careers, or expand your skill set, there are plenty of supports and an encouraging community here within SETU to help you along the way. So with that, let's hear what Michelle has to say. So today I am joined by Michelle Dooley, who is a student here at SETU. She is studying Applied Healthcare, which is a Level A Honours degree. Hi Michelle, how are you?
I'm okay.
Michelle, can you tell us a bit about yourself and the course that you're studying?
Yes, yeah, so I'm Michelle. I'm in fourth year of the Applied Healthcare course. So it's a kind of a mixed bag, the course. It's really good if you're not sure if kind of what area of healthcare you want to go into. So some people are kind of like they'll either go into nursing or, you know, OT or whatever for their undergrad, whereas this is more the, you know, you can kind of go into more technical roles. So like cardiology or respiratory and things like that, phlebotomy. But it's also good as well because it has a kind of a managerial and leadership aspect to it as well. So you can also have that bit of experience for managers. So it's quite good.
So it's broad, like it's not very just broad. The one area that you're studying, yeah. Just to go straight into that. Is that why you chose the course?
Yeah, so I liked it because, again, that mixed bag element and moving away from nursing into kind of a different roles. And then obviously with Sláinte Care and things like that, this is going to be big. And, you know, yeah. You know, moving out of the acute setting into the community. So, and this is where this course, I think, will really shine, you know, the graduates of this course, because, you know, our skills that we learn over the 4 years will be really needed in the community.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Do you have previous experience in this, or was it just straight? Like, yeah, something new for you?
No, well, I would have always been in healthcare, yeah. So I actually would have started off in the ambulance. So where I started off it. Yeah. So like, especially like the likes of cardiology, like assessments and things like that, that wouldn't be new to me at all. And I've always loved science and health science and things like that. So yeah, that's why.
You're in fourth year. So have you any plans for when you complete the course?
Yeah, so I hopefully will go on and do my master's. So the plan has always been to do a master's. So because with this course, again, like that, it's a mixed bag, but you kind of, you know, as you go along, you kind of decide whether you want to just stay in a technical role or you want to move forward into a master's level, which is actually what a lot of people do. And so I plan on doing the Physician's Associate course that's in the RCSI up in Dublin in a few years' time. I'm going to take a break.
I think it's good to sometimes, some people, they just jump straight in, but I think it's good to take a break sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to do that. I was going to, like, so going back to second year, I was, you know, I'm going to do these 4 years and I'm going to go straight on to my next 2 years. But now in fourth year, I'm kind of thinking it's more realistic to take a break. Just take a break, because I think if you're going straight into it, you can burn out just from constantly being so busy and having all this knowledge in your head. And I think the want to do it goes away.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have that break, you get that renewed kind of sense of, oh, I want to go back. And
you realise, I do want to do it. Some people might be like, right, I want to try something new, or I want to go to something
else. Or you could just fall into something else. You know, like you could maybe pick up a job or career, you know, while you're waiting to go on to your master's, but then you can just advance in that career.
Exactly.
You know, so yeah, but that would be the plan. We'll see.
And how did you come about getting to your course? Did you come straight from school?
So I'd be a mature student. And so I would have came in as a mature student. And I have my leave insert. And so I remember having to do like an assessment. But again, I think that's gone now. I don't think they do the mature assessments anymore.
I'm not too sure now.
Yeah, I think it's gone. And again, like that, it wasn't to say whether you got into the course or not. It was just to see your, I suppose, maybe capabilities or something. It wasn't, because it was still the CAO that kind of decided. But again, like that, I think that's gone away now. They don't do the assessments anymore. So I think it was the last one. Yeah.
So being a mature student, was there any challenges that you faced with accessing education, or was...
Yeah, so I suppose obviously with a mature student, so it's not like a school leaver. So you're not just, you have an awful lot more responsibility. It's not just a job, a part-time job that you have. So like I have kids and a family and everything that comes with that. So they're in school, I'm in college, I go to work, you know, and I have like training in work to complete. I have training in college to complete. So I suppose it was challenging to try and juggle it all. And no social life, you know, and I think that's one thing that you kind of have to, you know, not even accept, but just, you know, deal with, you know. But that would be the biggest challenge. And like I would have to leave, we'll say lectures to go maybe collect the kids from school, or if they were sick in school, like last week my daughter was sick, I had to leave and go collect her. So obviously you're missing lectures, you know, and... But we have a really good group of people, so they would never let us miss out or anything like that. Like, we'd always let one another know, like, this is what happened today, or you didn't miss much, or, you know, this kind of thing. So,
I think that's good about the college community here. Like, there's, and probably other colleges as well, there's a good support network. Like, they will understand.
Yeah.
Because just because you have those extra responsibilities, they're aware that life goes on outside of college also.
Oh, yeah. And it's really, like, some people might not want to maybe speak to their peers or their lecturers or anything like that. But, like, I would have always kind of been in contact with my lecturers, you know, especially if something big was going on or I was missing maybe, you know, kind of consecutive classes or anything like that. And it was always fine. There was never any judgment, or there was never, it was always no problem. But if you need any support, let us know.
Let us know,
do you know, if... you know, across the board for the whole 4 years, you know, if it was the only a lecturer that I met for the very first time, it would be the same thing, the same response. No problem, it's fine, just let us know. It's fantastic.
And then being a mature student, did you feel like there was any stigma connected to that? Like with the younger people that were in the course, the like school leavers, was there, who is this because she's a mature student in a sense?
So I'd always be joking. So we have a really good group. I can't speak for any other course, but I do know with our group, I never felt left out, or I never felt like stigmatized against because I was older, even though we'd make jokes. So like we'd say, like, I'd be the mammy of the group, or I'd mess with them and I'd be like, you know, if I'd be walking, we'd be walking somewhere, I'd be like, wait, like, I'm geriatric, do you know what? Wait for me. No, because I'm a mature student, I would be more inclined to be asking questions. You know, be more inclined to be like, what's this and whatever. And I know the lads might be kind of like, you know, Michelle, shut up, we want to go, do you know. But again, like that, they'd say to me, like, do you know, or they'd make jokes about it. But no, I don't get the sense from, like, so obviously in the nursing building, like I have friends in other courses and years, I don't get that sense at all from mature students here. I really, really don't. I think, yeah, I haven't seen it at all, really, you know.
I think it's, would it have been a fear before you came in that, oh my God, I'm going to college, and college, the majority of students here and not mature students. Would that have been that fear beforehand?
Only slightly. Yeah, only slightly, because I, and for me, it's only slightly, but I can totally understand that fear for other people. But the one thing I would say is that the mature students and they complement each other.
Yeah.
They really do, you know, and even though you might have that fear that, oh, there's these young ones down, whatever, whatever. But it's different when you're in the, whether you're in a lecture hall or wherever you are. It's different when you're all working together so closely. But no, my fear wouldn't have been around that really at all. I might have been kind of thinking, oh, geez, I'm old now, or with the kids, you know, like. But no, they're a great group, to be fair.
Did you have any fears, though, before you came in that were put at ease now? Like, why did I worry?
Yeah, so like I would have worried a lot about how I was going to juggle everything. So because I have four kids and they're all at different stages. Like one, when I came in here, one was in first year, one was in preschool, and at finishing at different times. And so I was like, how am I going to go to lectures, and how am I going to be here, there, and I'm going to be missing it. And I remember, again, going back to that support and just kind of linking in with your lectures. If I wasn't able to attend a lecture because I was doing a school collection or whatever the case may be, or I had to go to a parent-teacher meeting or whatever, it was fine. It's that communication to just communicate. I think if And then every single time if there was an issue and I had said it, and again, it was kind of like compounded that it's fine, you know, the sport is here. There's no need to be panicked or worried. It would go away. I wouldn't have to be worried then, you know, like it's totally fine.
I think the important word there then is communication. Like if you just let them know this is what's going on for me.
Yeah.
They can walk around you and they can help you and support you.
Yeah. And then like that, like I think like when you come in the first journey, you have that respect anyway for each other. But as the years go on, like, I mean, I have massive, massive respect for all my lecturers, you know, and that, and like that just builds as it goes on. And, you know, you don't want to be, you know, you almost become like you want to be letting them know, you want them in the loop, you know, if something is going on, you know, you want to be communicating with them. And like, I would hate to think that they would, you know, think that I'm messing around or anything like that, because I wouldn't, you know, they know I wouldn't anyway. Yeah. You know?
Was there any other, so you said the support there from your lecturers, was there any other supports that you've received while you're in college to help you with that juggling aspect or maybe finances or something like that?
Yeah, so the, I suppose, no, I think it was just kind of trying to juggle the kids was the main one, you know, like there is the financial support, like the Student Assistance Fund is there. And then there's the 1916 bursary, and then there is a lot of scholarships, but I think there's workshops ran on those then as well. And again, like that, like I would have been told about those as well. You know, I would have been told about the Student Assistance Fund and all of those kind of stuff. And again, there's no judgment. There's, you know, there's no, there's no judgment there. It's there if you need it. And you're almost encouraged to apply for it, you know, if it's necessary for you, really, which is really, really good.
Is there any advice then that you'd have for other students that are currently studying or potential students that are looking to come in, let's say mature students or otherwise?
I think, so obviously communication would be the big one.
Yeah.
We've established that. So, just linking in with your lecturers. And it's not just your lecturers either. Like you have like your department heads as well. Like obviously that your lecturers are your first port of call always. To link in with them. And there's also, like if you're incoming like into the college, there is also a service for prospective students that if they're coming in, I think is it Ask Wit or was Ask Wit before?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called now. But I know, and I have a few friends that work there, and they always answer the phone, whether it's answering the phone or answering the emails. If you're not sure about something, because I was not living in fear, you know, but I had all those fears in my head, like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? You know, even with work, trying to, you know, will I be able to work as many hours? Will I be able to do this, that and the other? And when I could have just rang the college or popped in. But so definitely ask, you know, if you have those fears, because, you know, that might be the difference between whether you decide to go or not decide to go. I was just really stubborn about it, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going in. But yeah, and then for anybody, I suppose, here already, whether it's first year or fourth year, is just, again, linking in with your lecturers, linking in with your classmates or whatever, because they're obviously going to be a big part of the next 4 years, and they were for me anyway. And yeah, that's kind of it. Like, it's just participate, I think, you know. And I think sometimes something might happen and you might be absent for a period of time, or you might be able to come in as often, then people can kind of get a bit embarrassed, or, you know, they're falling behind or whatever, and, oh, geez, I show up now with my face. Nobody cares, you know. Nobody cares. Like, they'd be delighted to see you, like, to come in.
They're too busy with their own...
Too busy in their own world. Yeah, their own problems.
So that's perfect. Thank you for coming in to chat with us today, Michelle.
Yeah.
Thank you to Michelle for sharing her experience with us. We wish you the best of luck on the rest of your academic journey. As you can see, education can open doors to more opportunities, and as we can see from Michelle's story, she is now considering a master's to further improve her knowledge and help her achieve the career she wants. There is an incredible understanding that we all have responsibilities outside of college life. And through clear communication, lecturers will support you, and there are plenty of other supports available if you just ask. Mature students do not differ from the general student body, and we believe that everyone should have an equal chance at achieving their academic goals. Don't hesitate to reach out to lecturers or support staff at Student Life and Learning if you need support. Thank you for listening. I'm Gary. This is the Students Are Here podcast, and we are Student Life and Learning. We'll catch you on the next one.